Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Playing all the hits. These are the hot stories of the day with Fred Landry and Lopez, presented by United Rentals, the tools and equipment you need for any job. You're in the loop on Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
All right, we're going to get into a little bit of last night's game here in just a second. One more leg hiker, just your thoughts on it real quick. For whatever reason, there's this idea that the Texans should trade for Le'Veon Bell. I don't know right now, based on where you're at as a football team, with the kind of money that you'd have to shell up. Because the deal, it's not worth trading for him. This ain't like the NBA where you can rent a guy.
Nobody's going to trade for him unless they want to give him a big contract.
That's
because
it.
He comes in here, or anywhere else, he's not going to be in shape. So say he plays real well half the season and he's gone. And you still have to pay him like $12 million for really a half a season. So they need to trade him to somebody. Say the Jets have the money and the Jets want to sign him to a long-term deal. But because he's been suspended twice, there'd have to be money in that contract. If you're suspended again for 10 games or whatever, you're going to have to pay back money. So I don't see anybody renting him for the rest of the year, unless it was a team that had a lot of cap money and thought that a running back was the missing link to winning a division.
Well, just real quick,
playoffs.
I'm sure you saw this, John, and I agree with everything you said. All I'm saying is, of the quote-unquote most likely destinations, and I think this was Adam Schefter that even said this, Texans were one, whatever.
That's because they had cap money.
Yeah, because they have cap money. A couple of other teams, but the one that stood out to me was Indianapolis.
I was going to say the Colts.
They could use him because their running game was really bad. Andrew Luck led them in rushing, and he had one run for like 33 yards, and that's not good. And I think his Marlon Mack was supposed to replace Frank Gore. He was a rookie last year. It hadn't worked. Now they've got two more injuries in their line. You know, they've invested high picks in their offensive line, but they've had injuries. Jack Mehort. If that's Mehort, he retired after last season, caught him off guard. So the Texans are going up against an offensive line that's still struggling despite the investment. And the running game is suffering.
One guy who obviously we haven't seen much of yet because he's on the IR, PUP list, whatever, Deontay Foreman. What are you hearing on when we might see him
He'll
back?
Be ready to go as soon as under the rules, you have to miss 6 weeks. And since their bye week doesn't come in there, it's six games.
Okay.
And then you can practice for 2 weeks, and then they have to decide. He either goes on IR for the year, he's on the roster, and he'll be on the roster.
Okay.
Don't understand.
Go ahead, Landry. Go ahead and weigh in. Landry had something to say.
Why they ran the ball so bad Sunday when the Giants' run defense had been terrible.
Yeah.
I hear that Deontay could play right now if he weren't on PUP. Yeah. I hear he's ready to go.
See, I'm hearing different. So maybe it's you might be right, but I'm hearing he is still would not. They would have carried him on the roster if they thought he'd been able to play. Because keeping an extra guy like that's not even a big deal.
Well, and I guess the only – you could probably just make him inactive each and every week. What kind of impact do you think he's going to make as soon as he gets back on this?
I think it'll take him a little while. He'll get a few carries at first, and then he'll keep getting more.
Yeah.
Because he's got to be able to make cuts and do the things he did before, and the subconscious part is going to have to get over.
The mental part.
But he'll be 100% ready to go, and you know he'll be really hungry.
That's the scary part of it. And again, that's where if you could just tread water. And again, we're not saying Deontay Foreman's the next Le'Veon Bell, but you have no game breakers right now in that backfield.
No, not at all.
Le'Veon and everybody, why did Alfred Blue? Come on. Really? We're clamoring for
Alfred
Blue?
I'll bet you next season.
Seriously. Like, that's where we're at as a fan base.
Foreman is the starter next season. I thought this year.
Well, hell, he would have been, right?
I thought he was going to be ready for the first game. And I said, it wouldn't surprise me if early in the season he didn't become the starter.
Yeah. No, Deontay Foreman. Deontay Foreman could be the Duke Ejiofor of running the ball this year. Let's get right down to a Monday Night Football. Not as exciting as next Monday Night, but we'll get down to what happened last night. Damn good game though. Ryan Fitzmagic. We knew the Ryan Fitzmagic was going to run out at some point,
but did it?
It ran out in the first half, and then he found it again in the second. But as part of this first half, his third straight interception last night.
Fitzpatrick under center. Second down and 10 for the two. Gets the snap and drops back after the fake handoff. Throws a pass far side. It's intercepted at the 10. Bud Dupree to the 5. Breaks a tackle. He's into the end zone. It's a pick 6. It's a Pittsburgh touchdown. The Steelers have thrown a sledgehammer at the undefeated Buccaneers.
Could the Buccaneers use Le'Veon Bell?
Ooh, yeah, yeah, because that barber kid.
Who would have thought that Fitzy would be the first quarterback in history to throw for 400 yards 3 games in a row?
That, nobody. That startles, or not startles me, but
shocks.
That, shocks.
Shocks.
Yeah,
because you would have
thought, like,
yes.
Startles, yeah, that kind of does startle me in a way, because you'd have figured a guy like a Drew Brees would have done it by now. You'd have thought maybe a Peyton would have done it by now. Tom Brady when he threw for 1,500
yards. Peyton, if nothing
yards.
Else, all Peyton, those great years he had.
Yeah.
Marino had 4, I believe, and that's the most.
Mm-hmm. In a season?
In a yeah. season.
Damn. How about that? Fitz magic.
You're right. Breeze. The way they throw the ball.
That's what I'm saying. Breeze would have been the guy I would have thought. Yeah. Do you, and of course, our boy Jameis Winston can come back. He's being sued by Uber. Say what you want about him, whatever. Do you start him next week?
Absolutely not. You stick with the hot hand. If they hadn't had that
second half
punt return
call back,
yeah. They would have won the game. I thought Fitz... go back to last year. I saw a thing this morning. 6 games for both those guys.
Yeah.
Fitzpatrick blows away Jameis Winston. Now, I think Fitzpatrick is going to hit the Ryan Fitzpatrick wall at some
of course
point.
He will. Mm-hmm.
Remember that year he went to the Jets after here and he threw 32 touchdown passes, broke Namath's record or somebody, and then he went down to tubes. And there's a reason he's bounced around all over the league. And I think it's great. It's a tremendous story. He's a great guy. But those 3 interceptions, I thought last night, okay, it's over. Winston's definitely back. But right now, you got to stick with a hot hand.
He certainly looked good.
He had a streak
half.
Here. He had a good streak. Of
He had 6 touchdown passes in 1 game
and
against
then,
Tennessee.
And then another couple of games after that.
He's got a bizarre career.
He does.
You know? Mm-hmm. I mean, he looks great for a few games and then looks...
Mm-hmm. 2005, when they were 2-14, they were blowing out the Rams. And here comes... They had to use a third quarterback, this rookie from Harvard. And he came in, and I never heard of him, and he brought him back.
Mm-hmm.
And he thought, you know, it'll never get better than this.
And here he is,
13. And it hadn't a lot, except this season.
It hasn't.
13 years later, though.
They were right.
Still doing the
damn
thing.
And he's about to have another child.
Number 7.
7.
He's on that Philip Rivers plan.
Philip Rivers, Antonio Cromartie.
He's run behind Philip Rivers.
He starts to come, and then he pulls out.
I tell you what is it about quarterbacks making babies?
They can afford them.
When you got that quarterback money, you can do exactly that. Who was it? Kurt Warner.
Mm-hmm, he had a bunch.
Has kids on kids on kids on kids. Now, some of his were stepkids, but still, nonetheless, takes a special kind of person to be a step-parent. Remember that, ladies and gentlemen. Steelers ended up winning the game 30-27. Steelers still got problems.
Their defense has been bad, which is so unusual. I saw a stat the other day since Ryan Shazier went out, how much worse their defense is compared to when he was playing.
He wants to play again.
Mm-hmm. He's not playing
He needs
again.
To stop that.
If that drives him and helps, motivates him to come back, and do everything he
needs
to do.
As long as he doesn't actually do it.
That's great.
Right.
That is great. But I just can't imagine they would actually let him play.
I can't see it. Are you hearing this? Is there any truth to this idea that Colin Kaepernick might get signed by either the Raiders or the Patriots?
No.
Okay.
No.
Steelers didn't win the game.
Isn't it interesting the 49ers are trying out T.J. Yates and Tom Savage and Kellen Clemens? And Kyle Shanahan said they're not bringing back Kaepernick because it's the offense. And for some reason... Shanahan doesn't get crucified all over the country like every other team does.
Right.
Passes up.
Well, considering that that's kind of where this whole thing started, I mean, does anybody in their right mind really think?
It's almost like, you wouldn't expect anybody to go back to the team that let him go.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like
that.
Eric Reed said he would have gone back this year for what he made last year, $5 million, when they needed a safety and they didn't do it.
Yeah. Texans looking for their first win Sunday against the Colts. Tyrann Mathieu, hey, guess what? Second childhood reference in 2 weeks.
We could probably honestly watch the tape and say we've beaten ourselves 3 games in a row by like a total of 15 points. We're not that far off. Like I said, we just have to do better in preparing, you know, building up throughout the week. And then on game day, starting fast and then finishing strong. So if we could do those things, and then if our 5-star players could play like 5-star players, then we'll be good.
the Honey Badger.
Well, I do agree with that.
Five stars, not all of them are playing like five stars.
No, they're not. Well, that's the problem.
While I do agree with him, I'm going to use Bill O'Brien's own words here. He says this is an 8-8 league, and it's how you prepare and how you coach guys up that determine whether you're 13-3 or 3-13. Well, this is kind of another reflection on the players. I'm not going to say it's not, but on Bill O'Brien as well.
The preparation for all these slow starts with coaching.
Yeah.
Whatever they're doing during the week on the field, the meeting rooms. And I'm sure they've gone over it, everything they possibly can, looking for how they can have a better start. Maybe it's the play calling. Come out throwing. Don't come out running Lamar Miller on first and second down. And I told Brian Smith, I was sitting next to him the other day, I said, here comes Miller for three. Next drive, I said, here comes Miller for three, and he got four, and I missed it by one. But I think Watson is by far your best player. You need to put the game in his hands.
No question about it. Astros! They beat the Blue Jays yesterday 5-3. Brian McCann and Josh Reddick with back-to-back home runs in the win. Six games left in the season. The lead in the AL West is at 4.5 games. And, of course, everybody's locked up playoff spots in the AL. And, of course, the Athletics are going to grab that last wild card spot. Astros and Angels back at it tonight. 6:05 first pitch. Gentlemen, how you feeling about your Astros?
Well, they're in. Astros. They're going to play the Indians, right?
They'll play the Indians. And there's talk in Cleveland that they got so much pitching, Trevor Bauer might go to the bullpen. I think with the Astros, you know, Roberto Osuna was booed like crazy last night. He saved the game. And it's funny about, is Carlos Rondon has pitched bad five in a row? Is he going to make the first roster?
No way.
Well, now that McCullers is back, I seriously doubt it.
I want to see McCullers get at least two times in the pen before the playoffs start. But I think right now, considering the injuries and how bad he's been because of his back, that A.J. Hinch and Jeff Luno have done a better job this year than they did last year when they won the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
Tell you what, though. He finds a way to get in all them pictures, though. He is always mugging for the camera. I will give Carlos Correa credit for that. That dude never misses a photo.
His birthday was over the weekend. He would have been 24 years old.
Would have been? Would have been.
He's dead to me.
Are we worried that he's going to have surgery, or is it just a lot of R&R that he needs for his back?
I'm going to say C. He's the Puerto Rican Jadeveon Clowney.
Oh, my God.
Hopefully R&R will be what he needs He's so much better than he's been playing. He told him, the media, he said that the back has caused him to change his swing.
Mm-hmm. Real quick, Rockets media day yesterday. This is owner Tillman Fertitta on the start of the season.
Hopefully an exciting year again this year after our 65 wins and an almost Western Conference title with no hamstring injury. And we want to keep sports exciting in Houston. I know we're all in a little bit of a downer today, but hopefully the Rockets will brighten everybody up.
Ooh, shots fired.
The Texans,
shots fired. I love it. Certainly not least. This is Carmelo Anthony on the question that everybody in Houston's asking. Will you come off the bench?
We all don't know how none of this is going to play out, right? So, yeah, I'm new to this. You know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, we are going to camp to try to figure out what works for this team in order to win the championship. So all the questions of coming off the bench and like I don't even want to answer those questions.
I know you don't.
Whatever I have to do to help this team win the championship, then that's what's going to be done.
John McClain, real quick, what you got going on?
I've got a Facebook Live at the Chronicle at where I'm headed next, and I'm writing about how disappointing linebackers have been as a group. Thank you guys very much, as always.
Thank you,
must read, as always. All right, when we return, what's going on with Cal? What's going on with these press conferences? And somebody just got put on the IR today from your Houston Texans, and why can't Carmelo just answer the question we all want answered? Lots to get to. Don't go anywhere. This is Houston Sports Radio, Sports Radio 610.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.